Oh, that is okay.
It's too dark.
That's it?
Yeah, turn it on.
Three, two, one, yay!
It's that time again.
No, no, it needs to be done. Yes, that time again. You know what I'm talking about.
Don't make me spell it out.
Ballin'!
Yeah.
Is that me, Jimmy?
How are you now?
Chillin', chillin', chillin'. Over here.
Yeah, yeah, here we are. Hey!
Hey there, bud.
How are you now?
What's going on, guys? So, Evo has a special
guest. What's in the
for?
No, what's funny? You know,
I'm waiting.
You
know, like,
what's funny? We replaced the dread with another dread.
Yeah.
See that? Yeah. And I read from the UK as well. You get me? Let them know. Myself, White Soul, man's happy to be out here in Toronto, in T-Town, in the sixth of blood clot. Sorry if I don't
T-Town. I like T-Town.
T-Town.
I mean, I did a tune with someone recently. This week, and I use that to feel it like to for when I just made it. Oh, sound good. That can run.
T-Town
can
run.
Yeah, man.
T-Town can run. So we're about to give you credit on that.
Endorse that shit, bro. About that,
I don't think we've had a good nickname in a minute.
You got a lot.
No, what I'm saying is T dot is six.
Yep. T dot old dot.
T-Town sounds nice.
T-Town sounds nice.
Well, you guys know, Toronto is a six.
Yeah. That's that. Oh, and that's on it really, to be honest, because of Drake.
Yeah.
I mean, before that, I knew about the city, but wasn't necessarily on the radar, like from the UK. You know what I mean?
No. What's your first impression of Toronto musically?
Musically, I just feel like the hunger's very much like the UK, man. But I feel like maybe even more so. But at the same time, it's not just hunger, it's people actually doing stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what you get a lot of in the UK, I'm not trying to badmouth it, is people saying, I want to. Out here, it's like, I am.
Right.
I am, and that just the wording alone makes you know where people's heads are. You know what I mean? Like, I want to, you ain't done shit. Don't say I want to for a whole year, that's dead.
Right.
If you say I am, I'm like, oh yeah, cool. Let me know if I can help you.
Right.
Because I know you're actively doing some shit, you get me? So,
Toronto, but
yeah.
There's plenty of people who say that shit.
100%. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
We didn't do our show.
What is going on here?
Come on, sort me out, man.
We haven't taken the
initiative. Something was off.
We started a little weird, so it's kind of like something's off.
I've already poured my pre-poured for myself.
Okay.
So what's this one?
Chess is on his way. Don't worry. It's not going to get out of control. The moderator will be here.
The moderator says you. Oh, no. Hold on, wait. When the moderator's away.
They're all
going to Twitter. Oh, no. Do that one.
This one has
the. Guess what?
I'm telling you right now.
Do that one first.
That's
the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
ShotClubPodcast.com.
I'm gonna hide this over here in the pre-production meeting.
Yeah.
We get things all lax.
So
and shit.
The guy that's missing is our moderator.
Yeah.
We call him the moderator to make sure things run smoothly.
And that's why we're
here. He's not here. He's not here for 5 minutes. It's just
that's what it's saying. I'm just smiling the whole time. Like, yeah, cool. Yeah,
we didn't even ask everybody how their week was.
We haven't.
Listen,
but you know what?
We're all just like, mom's not here. I don't know what to do.
It's been a busy weekend. The Rappers are playing.
Right now.
Who else is playing? TFC played yesterday.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day, so everything is. Let's take a shot for the
mom
today.
For mom?
Yeah, boom.
It's not Mother's Day in the UK.
It's not. But let's do it anyway. I spoke to my mom just.
That's the coconut. That's the coconut.
Jeez.
The coconut is
good. If I'm gonna keep it 1800.
Yeah,
that coconut.
If I'm gonna keep it 18, I like that one.
What
is it called? 1800.
Yeah, 1800 tequila.
Shit.
This coconut.
Let me just shit.
Since you don't know, like 1800 is the fastest growing tequila brand in Canada right now.
My ears are hot.
Bro, that's delicious.
That's amazing.
Talk to me. I don't score none.
That's amazing. I like that.
Yeah, but she's made that tip. Yeah, man.
And also, tequila is an upper.
Yeah.
So you won't feel sluggish.
Most alcohol is depressing.
Yeah, yeah.
We learned that from our...
But tequila is not. It
brings your energy up.
What's the opposite of
that? Oh, down.
Stimulant. It's been a long weekend. It was a good weekend, though. Did you have a good time?
Listen, the weekend, the week was sick, man. I'm just, you know, I can't even really explain how good it is to be out here in Toronto. And that's like why I've literally tried to cram something every day, every hour. You know what I mean? I'm literally going on a plane after this. That's how much I'm crammed in to get me.
Yeah,
but,
we appreciate you stopping.
I appreciate
Now, have you come here solely for Canadian Music Week or?
Well, no, I come here. That's how I got here.
Right.
But my plan straight away was to do things like this. You know what I mean? Like radio, in studio four times this week. I've made three different songs. One's actually finished. I've wrote stuff. I've made like four collabs in a sense of, we're gonna, when I go back, they're gonna send me something and we're gonna pattern something through the internet, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I've connected with people like creatives, people from all kinds of spaces, A&Rs, business people, booking agents. I'm gonna fly out to Rotterdam on Monday because of what happened. Like,
oh, you've been there?
Bro, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try.
I'll
do that. So the reason I'm saying, I'm putting it out there to force myself to find the time, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I literally don't have the time and I gotta do something, but I'm gonna cancel it and try to fly out. But like all of that, I feel like that's always my commitment. And like I said, the energy here permits that. It's like people are not here talking shit. You don't feel, or maybe because I'm from the UK, so I want people to be more receptive. I don't know. But I can fuck with that energy. I can work with that energy, man. And I love it, man. Proper.
Honestly, I hadn't been. This is your first time. I've been there many times.
Mm.
And I haven't been for probably 3 years, maybe 4 years. No, 3 or 4 years, anyways. And this was the first year I've gone since then. And it was a really good year. I was like, I stopped going because it's the same thing. And you know what I mean? You see the same people, and like you were talking about earlier, there's a lot of people who are just talking.
So how did you guys actually connect? Like, how did you guys link up?
So I'm gonna say pause before I even say it. Was it an hotel room?
Yeah. Bro,
pause. So we got invited by Dio doing, what's the old sign for?
DLC?
Define Arts.
Yeah.
As I said it, I froze in it, yeah. So we got invited by this absolute legend who I met in a New School Rules, which is a Rotterdam thing, like 2 years ago maybe. So Sydney was like, yeah, cool, come through, 5 o'clock, da 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 da. In that time, I went to go make the song with Devontae, came back. And obviously, my thing is, it's a small, not small, but a nice room, packed with bare people.
Small.
No, but it's small because everyone's in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
But it's overlooking
the whole baseball stadium, like from the best view ever, like sick, you know what I mean? So coming, took some selfies there, and I'll post them later maybe. And then obviously I've seen everyone and I've seen you. Me and you indirectly making loads of fucking jokes just about, I don't know what, bro. It just kept getting more
fun.
And I realized, you know, I fucking like this guy. This guy's all right. And then I think you just mentioned your podcast. I'm like, bro, when is it? I think either you said you're doing it today or you're doing it. I don't know. But I said, listen, I'm free. I think, well, I can make myself free. Let's do it. And then bam, by the powers of powers, I'm here, bro. You get me?
It worked out. Like, this was, I mean, like you said, we just randomly met there. The word of this weekend has been synchronicity, man.
Yeah,
the guy I was with all weekend, this happened so many times throughout the weekend. Just little moments, you know, you're like, what the fuck? And then as I'm walking in the LCBO to meet this guy, like 2 hours ago, he's coming out with his sister and her dad or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, holy fuck, I was literally just telling them about the synchronicity that's been happening this weekend and everything that we've done.
Just a line. It's mad, man.
It was a crazy weekend.
Nah, it's been a crazy week. And what I want is, okay, so I met you. I've met you guys now. So I want to keep the energy. So if you guys come out, if you let me know in time, something can happen, whether it's like the radio, like I said, when you come out directly, or it might be a show that I can say, you know what, I've got these guys from Toronto and did it. Like, it don't even really matter if they know you or not. It's just about being present, showcasing what's going on. Bro, I'm literally about working, building, and putting energies on, and when I say putting energies on, I mean like you guys come out, I'm gonna try to do what I can to make sure you guys show me the love that you like give me. You know what I mean? Like, and it's not because you give me the love.
Right.
That should be a natural thing. You know what I mean? Like we're all building for something. And let's say next week you're the most famous person in the world. I don't expect nothing, but I'm always gonna put myself in a position to, you know, to feel appreciation and give appreciation. Because if I'm in the right position, I'm coming to, let's say me and Drake are neck and neck in this business, and I'm in Toronto and there's no way I'm not gonna say, yo, come on my show, let's do it. Like, why not? Like, who does that hurt, bro? It doesn't hurt nobody.
Yeah.
That's the energy. Are we going for another shot?
No,
don't scare me, yo, bro. I'm feeling my neck now.
So this right here is our friend Sheldon.
Right.
Sheldon,
he's Jamaican. He looks Jamaican.
Yeah, he's Jamaican. Sheldon's gonna
He lets us know when to go.
Oh, he boss is over.
He's a bald roster.
You don't have to.
You don't have to be a dread to be a
roster.
Yeah,
nah, facts though. Facts. So some people can't grow hair like that. So,
I try.
Says the guy who had dreads before.
And now where's this?
And now Jim Jones.
Rolling.
There he is. Oh, we're waiting for him for no reason. He doesn't have equipment.
Oh, we literally waited the whole time for the light. And you don't have the light.
Excuse me?
We were waiting for you for
the light.
For the light.
And you have no light.
You don't even have the light. So we started anyways.
Yeah.
Just now.
Do you even have
we were just telling him how you're the moderator and the responsible one. You roll in here like
with nothing.
No equipment, late.
He literally don't give a fuck.
That was off camera.
He's acting up here from out of town.
He just flew in from out of town. Okay, go away.
All right.
So,
well, you're.
Yeah. No, I like what you're saying, because not a lot of people have that energy where they are just willing to connect with people because of just the natural love to connect, and build.
I think it creates a good vibe, because anyone I've spoke to who is rich, successful, or somewhere in that space of like, wow, I like what you're doing, I want to know how to do that too. They all say, right, I talk to people.
Yeah.
I'm only as rich as the people that I know. I'm only as successful as the people that I know. So I need to be around them people, or we need to make ourselves them people. And only way to do that is to connect and share ideas.
Well, you just said that.
We need to make ourselves those people. But you have to learn. But a lot of people talk about those people. What do you mean those people? As opposed to making themselves those people and putting themselves in those positions. I'm not changing the topic, but I can hear the ticking.
Yeah, like
he's ready to fucking this. Boom, drink, motherfucker.
You have to do the audio one.
What's
the new guy?
Whatever, just chill.
Yeah,
the new guy.
We try to replace our assistants once a season.
Yeah,
and we have a new one.
Where do you get them from?
Well, it started off with his chicken egg timer.
Yeah.
Because it was my mom's from when I'm like a kid.
Yeah.
Right? So he had it.
So David broke that?
Yeah.
I didn't break it.
He broke it on tour.
Didn't break it.
On tour. I didn't even know that had sentimental value.
So you brought it on tour? Why?
We brought it on tour because
we do this on the road.
Oh.
So we were doing live shows.
Have you ever missed a fucking episode?
Yes.
Oh. I'm only gonna say no. We would never do that. We have.
There's like he won't be here for the next two.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's just scheduling.
What is enough of you to make like
yeah,
if there's
yeah.
two? You
exactly.
can still do the episode.
Sometimes,
yeah.
sometimes during the week we just casually make
a random. Okay, bro.
Sure.
There's a ghost in here.
Why is the door open?
Dude, I just walked through it.
You left it like that.
I just walked through it. Okay,
I just walked through it.
Lock the door before you close.
Well, there's lots of freaky things happening in this episode right now.
Oh, thank you, man.
It's my UK energy.
Is it energy?
It's trying to fit in with the Canadian one right now, so it's throwing it off.
So we talked a little bit about this offline, but you're like... You talked about the collaboration, the similarities, or at least within vibe between the UK and Canada. Just can you speak on that? Like,
so it's cool because obviously you guys are definitely aware now, and we're aware that a twang is very much from a Caribbean background. So that's why we say a lot of the same stuff, like man
right.
is them and
yeah.
maybe they are and my youth and all that kind of stuff, innit?
So like you're trying. Sounds like you're from Toronto.
See that? Boom. but then it's cool also because maybe we both have been influenced by America as well.
Yeah.
So we have this very unified, like, we're close to what's going on, but we're not really the
but
thing
you
that's
guys
going
less
on.
So.
What do you mean?
You less so.
Now, all of our TV was Americanized.
Oh,
like, only,
right.
we've had, like, we have certain shows, but I don't really partake in a lot of them. You know what I mean?
Same here.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
How much Canadian TV do you
do? I grew
up
watching
a lot of British
comedy.
A lot of British comedy influences a lot of our TV shows.
Like
show.
Who? Name one person.
Benny Hill.
Benny Hill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you big chef?
Name my people.
Chef. You know chef?
I'm aware. I'm going to leave it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. There we
you
go.
You conceded pretty quick.
You know what it is, yeah, because I was asking. There's a lot of people here, bro. Yeah.
So like, those are some things that I
grew up on. Moesha, Fresh Prince, the Parkers,
right.
American TV.
Well, we grew up on
that. Like, jokes sometimes, like whatever. Like we'll do that because that's what we grew up on. You know what I mean? And then more like there's other things that we would that would have been made in the UK from young, like. More soaps, they call them soap operas or soap dramas or whatever. Like EastEnders, Coronation Street, but those shit.
My dad,
mother and grandmother.
Why?
My dad watched Coronation Street. Yo, my dad got my brother.
Yeah.
My two older brothers, my dad, Coronation Street all day.
I just thought I you know what's mad? Because that is just a little piece of what England's like, so you'll watch that and think, oh, that's what it's like.
Right.
None of my bridges are like that, bro.
We talked about this last night.
Yeah.
You guys, okay, you maybe had American television.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so you don't have,
mean,
you
know,
you
said,
you maybe.
Allegedly.
But you have your own culture.
Yeah, man, and it's growing, bro.
And we talked about, we didn't talk about this, but I talked about this last night in that room.
Yeah.
About... about Canadian and we don't have an identity, we don't have a food, we don't have a sound, we don't have...
You do?
I think we have a sound.
We have a sound.
We never had a sound before, but we do have a sound.
Who allowed the sound to be the sound? Is it Drake? Is it Weeknd?
I think it's the Weeknd.
I think Weeknd coined
that.
No.
But you
yes.
Like...
I'm not saying
you're
right.
You're wrong!
No!
You might think that's our sound. That's
not
of our sound.
That's
like
no, because for example,
there's
people from the UK that don't do grime, but grime is the culture.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I don't know what the genre is I'm talking about. But when you hear Weeknd or you hear someone with a kind of high pitched voice kind of singing about some girl that he's broken up
that's
with
all,
and the beats do, and the beats doing some airy shit, then the beat just beats and it stops and it cuts out.
And then he wins like a fucking
that
people's
to me that's Toronto.
Like,
and I'm not saying just that, I mean like, I was even listening to Reynolds' music, and I could hear the idea. I'm like, yo, the beats are like the same energy, not the same sound.
Yeah.
But I could hear this and say, now I could say that's a Toronto. Because,
like, when we're talking offline, we're talking about Maestro, we're talking about Cardi.
Yeah.
Right? Cardinale's sound was more of a blend of the cultures.
And,
right?
Yeah, the Jamaican
and
the rap.
And then Maestro's sound, again, is from the start of hip hop, is more of the American.
Just straight American.
The straight, because it's New York vibe, is what hip hop started.
Yeah.
Right? So I think now that with Drake, with The Weeknd, everyone, especially now, majority of the producers in the game are from Toronto.
It's my,
you know, it was like it's a perfect representative of what Toronto's sound to me is Nav. The way that he sings and raps on a beat.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Toronto,
I don't know if I'm a big fan, but I'm only saying this. I've only heard like two songs from him properly. But I don't know where he come from, so it confuses me.
Apparently, he's from my set.
No, as
he's
in,
from
he just
apparently.
Popped up and he's famous.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like the build, man.
So he's like literally from like...
No, but there was no story. It was just that Nav was there.
That's my point.
You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
He's a product.
And I feel like...
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a product. Exactly what he is.
So then, you see, like, I see that, and I rate what... I don't know what camp he's on the diary. But then I look at, like, Drake's camp, and I see Roy Woods, and I see Division, and I don't know where they came from. And I feel like... I'm not saying people can't just come up. No, I'm not saying people can't just come up, but, like, I feel that little come up... Just give me something that you come from... So I can understand, that's why that's that. Rather than bam, you got like old Town Road or whatever. Was he relevant? Was he
that
song?
No.
It confuses me because the build is so important. Because then it gives you something to go back to.
Is it
really
important?
I don't think we've
think
fostered
it's
that.
Because
to what level to who to what?
Because I'm looking at, I was watching the Hip Hop Evolution, if you've seen on Netflix.
Yeah.
Right? Shout out to Shad, that's, Canadian guys, Canadian artists as well. When I was watching a lot of the stories from people like Karis, Nas, their come up was the same thing.
Like popped up and then
popped up. Nas jumped on stage, kicked the verse that he already recorded with
well, that's
my professor.
That's the story.
Right? No, but that's it.
No,
so
but that's
the story.
That's the story.
And then
the song popped
up on
and
stage.
Then a song
and then it's out. Then he signed a deal. And then his album. Then
Daniel Myers.
It didn't start with the album.
That's the point.
The story didn't start with the album. That's what he's saying.
It's the drinks. It's the drinks. I want to hear that Lil Nas was in a park somewhere, I know, smoking weed or something, and he's in someone walking down an old town road.
I don't know the story at all, but that's what I was saying.
The process is a lot different because of technology. True. Where we are with social media, all that. Yeah. Like he was saying, that didn't really happen that way. It was a process for us. And watching the...
To build that album was a process. Of course. But a lot of these to build that album was a process. But a lot of these guys got their signing. You can't see an artist get signed to anything now.
Well, that's not
unless
that's not
artists, right.
Yeah.
Unless you've been there in a camp for a long time, right? Like Roy Woods was been around Drake for a long time before he got to be pushed forward, right? Same thing with Party Next Door. Same thing with Division. Division was writing songs and producing for him from.
Yeah.
Whatever, right? Yeah. P. Rain just getting his shine after he's the one who gave him his street cred.
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. For someone to have a story, it's the fans who have to tell it.
Yeah.
When Nas got pulled on stage, it was the fans who told it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Here, the fans don't tell it. So we can watch Roy Woods and we're just like, oh, he raps.
Right. Because the guys from Saga ain't
rapping. Division, it's another singer.
Because the guys from Saga ain't telling his story.
Right? You see it?
Yeah.
Like when you talk about Tory Lanez. You'll hear guys pop up. Yeah, Tory was over here in Brampton. And that's why there's so many, like, when they're listening to Tory, they're like, oh, you're just from Brampton, or you're this and that. Because
Tory also was in Brampton recording, take his tapes, go to Young and Bloor, stand up at the subway station, and sell.
There's the story.
I can't even Tory. So for me, from UK, what I see, I did see him pop up. But then I looked and I seen the back end. I seen what was going on. Oh, he didn't just pop up. He's not impressed by some A&R. Yes,
right.
Man, push all
right,
that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And obviously that's what it is. It's a business. It's music business. But as a fan of music, it just don't sit with me properly.
Right.
You know, I actually actively try to not create my story, but make sure my story is documented.
Yeah.
You can literally go on my Instagram and see what I come from. Well, in the sense of when Instagram started. Do you know what I mean? Like
where would they find that Instagram?
VITAL, which is vital, and put zero on that motherfucker. I appreciate that, bro.
You gotta put some respect on that zero. I saw that earlier.
VITAL zero, just little.
Put some respect on that zero.
And we all should have some respect on Sheldon, because Sheldon's got some performance anxiety.
So we're gonna say 3, 2, 1.
Hey!
So Vital, what's his one two?
What's
his drink to?
Good life and connected. Yeah? Boom. Clean ass only. I double tap this fucking
out. You know what? What'd you say?
Clean ass only. That's my slogan, man.
Like, see, I like that.
Yeah, man.
You know what I like? Sorry. I'm just going to.
Wish I could answer both.
Yeah. You know, the reason why I'm asking is because clear skies. I like that saying.
Okay.
That your team.
No. It's a thing. It's said by pilots and stuff like that.
Okay.
I just think it's a cool saying. Like, agreeing. You're like,
clear skies. Like, basically, it's like, blessed in the skies. Clean Out Somebody derives from, I did a show in 2017, my first headline show. It's called The Power Show. And I'm going to give you a little backstory. So that, I was in America, staying there for a week in San Francisco in an apartment similar to this, a little bit bigger and maybe more, just different shape,
like,
with this kind of size.
Apartment like this, but bigger and nicer.
You know what's bad? I was actually going to say that. I'm like, yo, let me just stutter instead. Like, nah, so it was... It's about... can you put me up now, man? So yeah, so this size, in there, I was recording this project. I got a producer called Hex that I wear. He was like my best friend when I was younger. He started... he sent me songs back and forth. I'm vocal lead song. Bam, before you know it, a week and a half, I vocaled all of them, I'm mixing them down, I sent it to him, he helped me mix it down, get back to England, I put it out, it went to top 20 in the hip-hop iTunes charts, and that was from depression, like, from being so deep in my emotion, that I'm like, fucking hell, what do I do to get out of this? Oh shit, I make sounds, that's what I do. Let me just do that. And I'm in a space where all I had to do was that. I didn't connect with no one in America. I just stayed in that living room and just, it's like this, I had the mic set up like this. I'm just going in, thinking about, and it's like, I'm saying stuff about the idea of like me being in an Uber and the fact that I went to from San Francisco to LA and it took 7 hours. If I did that in England, I'd be in the water. Like little things like that. You know what I'm gonna say? Like little realizations. So I did that, bam. I did the show now, maybe six months later, since 2017, doing the show. I've got the confidence now to do the show. I get 500 people in the building, I'm happy.
I put
on a lot of people in my city, people that, I'm not saying don't deserve it, but maybe I'm not in that space to perform yet, but that's not really the point of how I move. I move like, cool, let me make sure it looks good, it's good. Let me make sure it is good. Let me make sure we get the right people in the building. And that just means everyone. So I got youngers who have just started. I got people that have been pushing that don't get no love. I got a female artist in there. Just to kind of touch all the spaces of what the city represents. You know what I mean?
So,
bam. Go on.
I gotta make a parallel here.
Mm.
Do you believe in parallel universe?
I believe in parallel universe.
I do.
Because I think I'm looking at the UK Chesa based on what he's saying.
Sounds like
Is that person good looking? And that's quite important.
Yeah,
why is all that?
Similar hair.
He's
like,
wearing a yellow hoodie sitting beside you.
Oh, shit. See, he was like, I didn't know the name.
Because everything you're describing that you've done and that you're doing right
that's
now,
the energy
that's
the
what he does.
Cool, let me carry on. You can tell me if I'm wrong about our lives. Elite. So, bam, the show happens. Amazing. At this show, I'm realizing a lot of people, like 2, 3, 4 days before it happens, trying to sabotage it. So out of nowhere, at the end of that show, I'm like, yo, you guys realize I've got a clean heart in it. I don't have no bad intentions, because the people that are trying to sabotage it were like, Vital doesn't put people on, Vital doesn't do that. And I'm the only man who's doing it, the only motherfucker in it. Like, I don't like swearing, but like,
yeah.
I get passionate about it because I'm like, Jesus Christ, there's never been a show in the city where an individual has put it on themselves and used their own money
right.
to fund it, no funding involved, you know what I mean? Like, it's before I even knew you could even ask for funds or whatever, like, you know, like funding applications. So I'm doing this shit, and I'm like, bro, people are like really bad minded. Like, I don't even gain much from this, other
right.
than the fact to say, maybe, oh, I put on the
you
first show,
event.
And that's
right.
it, but it helps everyone,
yes.
it helps the city, all that kind of shit. Please try stopping it,
that's
please try to stop
like,
it,
yeah.
all that
it's
shit.
The intro to the next album. That's like, great, it's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
I lose so much money.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I lose so much money, black and leave with my clothes on.
My.
But is it, but the more I go on, I feel like a moron.
Because
These kids get bigger heads than Zordon.
That's
all
right,
like,
you got
outrageous.
Yeah.
I was like,
man.
But it's like,
yeah.
No matter how much you do, they just take full of
no.
Well, like,
but this is what I got to. So bam, I made this CD called Clean Arts Only, stemming from that one statement. And that statement, I don't remember because someone filmed it for me, edited it up. The last thing on that little clip was, yo, you know, we got a clean art. And I'm like, oh, that sounds good. That's where my head's at. Everyone's for bad wine. Like, Clean Arts Only, cho, is something that I said. Bam, made this CD, put on another show. This show was almost like just to show them bad wine people I can do it again. No, without, not like, it's not a fluke. It's not off. Because it's my first one, people have rolled out, did it again. And that's where I kind of run with the energy. So randomly, I just say Clean Arts Only. I say powers. I say energy. I say these things that, you know, certain things that you say.
Right.
If I'm out here saying the N-word,
right?
Yeah, then I'm permitting people to say it back to me.
Right.
Now exactly
what I think.
Now exactly
yeah.
what
yeah.
Now
exactly
because they weren't here for this
exactly
for the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, but if I'm saying Clean Arts Only and I'm giving you certain words, not like, ooh, you know, believe in my ways, none of that shit. Just what it is, Clean Arts Only, my feet good. Let's connect.
Yes.
Let's actually do something after this conversation. Let's
right.
not make this the last time I speak to you guys. All that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Then hopefully
right.
something can happen. And if it doesn't, we just try again. And we try again. You
never,
know what I mean?
I never want to say anything on stage. I don't want to hear back.
That's it, bro. That's
right, because you were explaining
yeah.
offline that you had a song.
So
and someone's saying that, you know, all these people...
I said, I explained.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I mentor like younger people, yeah, younger artists and whatnot, and sometimes just younger people in general. And I know artists, and well, loads of artists do this, but this artist in particular, I saw him recently, so I was like, bro, this young boy was singing your songs, man. He was like rapping them. But he said nigga like 9 times. And that's cool. That's like for you, that's your thing. I'm not gonna stop your thing. But this youth's white and he's singing your lyrics, he's screaming out nigga. Not screaming out, I'm saying it wrong, but he was
yeah,
hesitant when he got to that word.
Yeah,
he's like,
you think like the YG song, man.
Oh, bro, every word, bro, is mad. And the Chris
Remember
Brown
one,
the Chris Brown one.
Finishers.
You know the Chris Brown one where and Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
That one is like, bro, what are you doing, Chris Brown, bro? Like,
but it's a fucking awful song as well.
It's awful, but it sticks in your head as well.
I think the melody is catchy. I think it's just a
The melody is catchy.
That's what it is. But you are right.
The one time we were driving, I think it was to London.
Mm.
You had a girl.
You drove from here to London.
Not London, Ontario.
Oh,
yeah. Thank God that's a book card.
He was trying to figure it out.
I was like, how?
I thought it's cheaper.
Can I do that itself?
Yeah,
I think I should.
I think
he's
never
really watched the time because
yeah.
his plane is long. So I probably got like 10 minutes.
So while we're driving, YG plays. My nigga.
Oh, motherfucker, man.
You know what I mean? So, like, we're riding. So, we do whatever. Then, all the background, I hear is, my nigga.
Who was it?
The girl with him.
So, I look at that. I'm like, is that the people that you bring into your life?
It was a girl.
But at the same time, like, the understanding of it is how she likes this song.
Guess what you're supposed to do.
You know what I mean?
And that's the chorus. That's not even a one word. That's
you know what I mean?
The chorus is meant for you to remember. That's the whole point of the chorus.
Yeah.
So what, how can, are white people in the club or Asian people in the club meant to go, my, like,
you know what
no,
I mean?
No,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
no,
it
doesn't make sense.
And it's like, they sell it to them.
So if you're going to sell it to them, why can't
it
be us, you know?
It's not like, it makes no sense where to go, you hear a white guy go, or the whole Kendrick thing, when we spoke about last year, the whole Kendrick shit, it's like, you brought her on stage, what do you want her to do?
And
you
should have known the lyric was there. Like,
what the thing is, it's you're right. She brought her on stage with respect, but then on the flip side, she didn't just sing the song.
She put a check.
But that's why how she sings it at home. Because at the same time, that's
no,
all
I don't
Kendrick
know,
is singing.
I think she
song.
Put it on for the moment because she felt like this is my chance. There's the world here. It's my time to say it.
Sorry, what was her response? Because I had a similar experience.
Did you guys say something? Did you address it or just leave it alone?
That's the problem. That's the only thing I didn't bother.
No.
Because actually,
I
said it to Mo, but at the same time, I was like,
what can you do?
No, it's not that. It's not that. Like, in the end, I'm not a cock block.
Oh.
I can fuck up the whole moment.
I hear that.
That might not happen.
You know what it is? He put a whole race online for you.
No, but what happened? I was in the back seat. You were in the front seat.
Yeah.
But we tell him.
Yeah, we looked at it like
we didn't even we can't see each other. We both
the head movement.
Yeah.
The back of the head.
Because I was with a friend of mine. And this is.
You was in the car as well.
No.
Boom, show, car, and
you was in the car. The reason why I wanted to know is because I was with a friend of mine and we were driving back to Toronto from.
Was that a girl or
what? No, it was a guy.
Okay.
He's one of my best friends growing up.
You made it sound like he was a girl, so I was trying to
make it right. But he had, and this is back in the day. It was the R. Kelly joint, the TP.
That's talking
about TP12, right? But he's just singing along with it, right? And I heard it, and I'm like, Mike. And he looked at him, he's like, what happened?
Yeah.
I was like, Mike, you don't hear what you're
saying? Well, you have to be saying.
And he was like, what happened?
Is that not cool? Is that not allowed?
He didn't know. He was just like, I was just singing a song. Like, because he bought the CD. You buy the CD, it's your CD. Sing song.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get mad at that moment. I was like,
"It's a weird space."
He's listening. He's enjoying
and
the song,
and that's,
he doesn't know the intricacy.
And that's what's crazy, because like when you scroll through the radio stations, you don't hear that shit. The other radio stations,
yeah,
you hear it in ours,
right?
You'll hear positive songs in other radio stations.
Even if the shit is
you won't hear it in ours.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
comedy might be the only one where you get that same effect in other
all genres.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what the race, no matter what the background.
Because
culture,
self-deprecation is.
Culture, the
comedy
part
of the
is.
It's because
you're
taking the piss out of everything, and
yeah.
everyone does that.
Yeah.
So you'll hear a white guy say, I can't say the N-word, and they'll talk about it. You have a white guy saying, hey, you know that word, that's over.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Telepathy. I haven't been here long enough for this.
Hey, what's your boy?
Yeah.
I don't talk with him that happy, but comedian, bald, Irish, super white, he's the end bomb, Jerry Seinfeld.
Super white?
Yes.
Chris Rock.
They canceled them.
Yeah. Pulled his dick out.
Jerking off in front of Louis C.K. Okay, Fat Joe can say nigga, yeah?
Yes, that's fine. Yeah, Cardi B says it too. She's Dominican.
She's not black at all.
No, she's Dominican.
She has no black in her.
No, you can't say that.
Well, Dominicans have black.
You can't say that.
Oh, she got black in her? No,
you can't say that because there is black there somewhere.
But where is it? It's mixed in.
Another one. Dominican. Fabulous. Cool.
Serious?
Yeah, Dominican fat.
He says,
yeah. Fabulous is Dominican.
He looks
like.
But here's the thing. You go to Dominican Republic, when you go to Haiti, when you go to Panama, when you go to Venezuela, when you go to Brazil, you have people of all colors there. That's who they are. They're Brazilian. From the lightest of the black to the darkest.
50 shades of brown.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So are they not allowed to say it because they're from Brazil?
But I feel like it should be a thing where we just all try to not say it, which will never happen.
Right. 100%.
Or we all just say it.
I've been wanting to say it.
Facts though.
We have
five.
Season two, we had them slipping.
There was a
The funny thing was, he realized it right after he said it.
This rule out the way before you leave.
Let's do it.
So, Bylaw, please. We need to give this man a dirty grind beat.
Oh, let's do it.
We'll okay. We're going to take another shot.
Yeah.
You want to take the shot first?
In 3, 2, 1. Hey!
Did you just say a prayer?
You're not on the plane yet. He's like, I got three seconds.
I was like, drink, don't get more drunk, but remember your lyrics. So I said to myself, bro. Ready?
I can't say that shit to myself. I need to get out of my head. If I'm about to stage or whatever, as opposed to going in and being like, remember.
No, I have to be like empty from the floor. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to give this man a dirty grind beat.
Let's go.
We're going to get into our last drink pool.
Yeah.
Vital.
Let's do this.
Last drink.
All right, cool. Can it go any louder? Just so I can... Yo.
What's up?
Nah, that's fine. Yo. When I'm like, wait, da-da-da. When I try and do the one to spray, da-da-da. Your lips when I take, da-da-da. Wait, da-da-da. Them in the teeth, so don't wait, wait, wait. When I'm like, wait, da-da-da. When I try and do the one to spray, da-da-da. Your lips when I take, da-da-da. Wait, da-da-da. Them in the teeth, so don't. Look, running down, ops. Never did nothing, get harassed by cops. Wake up when my butt in the shops. I mean, with flights, we fly non-stop. Come on once and twice and freeze. Man, never send, have my send, I repeat. Man, why I know why I big up their knees. God gives no war, and he's born out of beast. So got a million dreams in the streets. So don't rest, God stress the release. Check on up for a mic and a piece, and I go for you, hey, put me down in the sheets. Then my dad gets scared when I speak. See me with Jinx or RTT. See me with Ricardo or LB. Yeah, see me if you're seven more time, look. Big man, watch my age increase. Find this girl, intro, and beat. Yeah, I love me, my teeth, my deceit. I'm here like the girlfriend's weave. Quick mic for a dead MC. Once this man's on TV, highs and lows, cause man don't cheat. Don't sell no A, no B, no C. Every guy in the show want D. Don't want no tricks, just treats. Rotten teeth while they love sweets. Keep them chicks there out on the reach. Why did how my heart did change? Jojo needed us in ways. But by God and all his grace, straight on my back, straight. I'm like, shut. And me go again, I don't stop. So got flow, so I'm kinda drunk. So let me go back, yeah, straight from the top. When I out here and I'm taking a couple shots. When I out here, I don't stress on what look. Let me come with the next one. Yo, so let me, yo, look, car, look, I'ma drop powers, I'ma drop pain, I'ma drop all these brothers in the face. Me and Hex, we've been planning this for days, and man, need to made the whole mixtape. I was in LA, I was in the States. I feel like it, but I was in a plane. Man shot down, man caught out, dead a dying soul running at the place. And I know man no like us. Yeah, the ends whistling from Cyprus. Them get a walk with that type of virus. Stop the one flash when all grind them. Must want to make up my mind. Be able to respond to this a freestyle. That's the job real quick, yeah? Right, yo. Yo, yeah, the wickedest. Never lose when it is. Ooh,
hey!
Don't have another mirror here. Yo, I just said fine. Well, I just fine. Yo, yo, boom, yo, look, it's a man, it's a wicked and bad. You're only walk, I'm sicker than that. Any guy you see me, I look and I see the guy. So every boy, I'm sitting down and see your time back. And get a pussy, they look for the time back. And get a one of them on the one back. We are doing it with the word of one song. But when they come on this song now, when I stop, when I flop. And then when they mess it, they get a top off. And every time I spit, then my car pop. And then when mommy talk, and then when mommy, oh my gosh. Like I start to know, until they're not coming sick with me. I'm a flow, you know, with finding every time, since I live in the nose. So if I become a spit, so I feel like Arthur. Yo, they think when I'm running out, turn down. They think when I'm running never turn down. Are you set? Oh my gosh, are you set? Oh my gosh, the tinted up and then I turned down. Are you set? Oh my gosh, are you set? Oh my gosh,
yeah, man,
don't know what thing already.
I'm a huge fan of Wolverine Hampton.
Man, I mind you remember it, but
I'm a big fan of wine gums.
Yeah.
Are they better out there than here?
The ones here taste like footy. The thing is,
that's what Trace likes.
You gotta be like Trace. If he was wrong, he was like,
because he's like, yo, he's a big fan of wine gums. English wine gums. English wine gums. And he's always tries different ones to try.
You know why it's funny? Because I didn't even say that English ones are good.
English wine gums. English wine gums are the best.
No, the thing is, I don't like them, so that's why I said that. I fucked you up, man.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan because the pork in there or something like that. Yeah, trying my best to stay away from it, so.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't
like that.
That's
hilarious.
I love pork gums.
Yes. Like, pork toes or something. Yeah.
Tastes like
pork.
I love pork gums.
Pork gums. Wine gums.
Hey, man. Thanks for coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hold on, wait. He's not been asked a question, I'm gonna ask a question. Okay. He's been sleeping
lately.
Your favorite place to perform?
That I have performed or that I want to perform?
Favorite place that you have?
In my bedroom, man. When I'm giving them gyal the...
Oh, hey,
no one said that out there!
When you're giving them the pork gums?
Nah, it's only beef.
So wait, is that what your bio says?
Nah, seriously, big one thing. Best place I've ever performed.
Most memorable.
It was my first headline show, just because of, like, I'm looking in the crowd, I'm seeing my girl, I'm seeing my mom, I'm seeing my brother, and in the lyrics, I'm talking about these people, and they're in front of me,
yeah,
so I'm pointing at these people, and I'm saying the lyric, and it's like, and I get to a song called Dead or Dying, and I've literally broke down, like, I've never cried off a song, but it's because what I'm saying was so connected and in sync with, like, what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah.
You know, you perform, your family don't always turn out, because they're doing what they're doing. Everybody was there.
Know anything about that.
Everyone was there, bro, and it was sick, man, and... Like,
oh,
oh, hell,
you got the one freaking point, you know. I love that shit, man. But yeah, so after my first headline show, and I was in my home city, everyone rolled out. Like, you had old wrestlers there, young kids, people my age, you had moms, you know, everyone was there, bro. Like,
right.
And the city come out for me, man, and supported all the younger acts that were on as well. So that was literally the best feeling I've ever had, 100%. Oh, kind of second best, but yeah.
Let's go. Clear skies, bro.
Oh my god.
Safe travels. Please don't be a stranger.
Yeah,
that's yours.
The whole team. Yeah. Yeah, man. See, I'll never forget you.
Make sure you clean it before you go through my thing, though.
All right, now listen, big man thing, I appreciate you lot saying.
We're going to pause this real quick.
Why?
No, because we guys got to get this picture in.
Oh, they can watch.
Let's make them watch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the first time y'all can watch this picture.
Tell me, don't move.
You said that before?
I'll see you in like
by the way.
Yeah, 10 days.
All right.
So, where are we doing it? How are we doing it? Where are we doing it?
Whatever.
This is usually the after show.
After
but,
show. It's the after party.
Today,
turn it up so they can see.
Why are you doing that?
Give them a nice view.
Get some
port wine.
Or take away the viewers we have.
We here.
We look like,
so we
look like the Jackson
like
5 on
yeah.
an off day.
Yeah, so we're doing
a, what, tallness?
Kind of like that.
What's happening? I'm lost.
No, you good.
Big tune.
Right.
Lucky you.
By long, you're not reaching.
Step in. On to. I'm not sure. What? I'm looking at
Oh, we're up there. I'm looking at this.
Same.
Oh, yeah, is that what you just said?
Ready?
Is that flash though? That's a bit black.
I'll be able to see your shirt. Ready?
Yeah. That's a long fucking flash. What's going on?
It's not really.
I just stayed on.
Yeah.
Are your team tunnel?
I'm sorry, covering Trey's face.
Their gang size and prayers, let's see this.
Another. One more.
Sending all of these blood clots, I'm supposed to. I just keep smiling and talking.